For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Once again, the Screaming Eagles of Fort Campbell's 101st Airborne Division Air Assault are in harm's way on foreign soil. 500 soldiers are in Iraq and Kuwait on an advisory mission, Operation Inherent Resolve, helping the Iraqis in their fight against ISIS. They held their departure ceremony at their division headquarters. The ceremony known as Casing the Colors is an important one in the military. Service members from Fort Campbell packed up the unit's flags and pennants and prepared them for their journey to the Middle East. The symbols of unit pride and identity are then unfurled in foreign war zones to signify a new base of operations. Staff Sergeant Kara Duda told the crowd of its significance.
The very soul of a military unit is symbolized in the colors under which it fights. They record the glories of the past, stand guardian over its present destiny, and ensure inspiration for its future. Today, the colors serve as a binding symbol of continuity and point of inspiration for the future. Commanders and soldiers come and go, but the colors will remain steadfast.
This is the unit's 28th mission since World War II's Normandy campaign in 1942. It's the sixth deployment for the unit's commanding general. Despite his experience in combat zones, Major General Gary Valesky said things never get any easier.
The environment in Iraq is unlike it has ever been on my previous deployments. There are so many different elements in that country that are competing that it's going to be a challenging mission. So the Iraqis are the ones that are doing all of the operations. We are just advising them.
General Valesky's boss, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, commands the 18th Airborne Corps. He was even more direct in his send-off to the troops.
Screaming Eagles, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The mission you've been given is extremely challenging. I think probably one of the most difficult that our Army has faced since 2001. The dynamics at play in Iraq and Syria are incredibly complex and ever-changing. It's an interwoven set of wicked problems.
The Fort Campbell troops will spend the next 9 months in Iraq overseeing the training and advising of tens of thousands of Iraqi soldiers as they ramp up their fight against ISIS. Again, General Valesky.
We could not do what we do without the love and support from the best military community I have ever served alongside in 32 years of service. We stand together as we deploy to Iraq, and I would ask that you continue your phenomenal support to our soldiers and their families.
One of those showing her support is Crystal Kinley. She moved to Kentucky 8.5 years ago from Fort Hood, Texas. She says she knows she owes her job at the Oak Grove Walmart to the troops being at Fort Campbell, and she feels for their families.
I think the spouses and the children, I think they get tired of it, but I also know that we all know it's a part of that lifestyle, and it just comes, and so we just take it as it comes and goes. Well, it's scary, yes, and I fear for everyone, but we're here to support them, back them, and pray for them.
Chris Willis is a disabled military vet living near Fort Campbell. His support for the soldiers is mixed with a little bit more anger.
You know, first and foremost, we're about the safety of our soldiers, because they are fathers, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters, and that's the most important part, is worrying about our people that are getting shipped to other countries and come home for a month, get shipped out for a year, come home for a month, get shipped out for a year. You know, it gets tiresome after a while. We want our boys home.
Assisting in Operation Inherent Resolve will be the Screaming Eagles' fifth tour of duty at Iraq. They're expected home by Christmas. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.